Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, for those of you that may not be familiar with us, we're an independent, fundamental Baptist church located in Forestell, Missouri. Our address is 124 South Main Street. Now, we meet for worship services every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Sunday school. We have 11 a.m. preaching service, a 3:45 prayer meeting, and then preaching services again at 4:30. Now, we also meet during the week on Wednesday nights for a Bible study at 7 o'clock, and you're absolutely all invited to come and worship the Lord with us. Now, as far as the broadcast goes, we've been talking about Satan's devices. So, in other words, what are his goals, and how does he go about trying to accomplish those goals? And of course, one of the main things is he wants us to fall. And the messages have been focused on the many different ways that he goes about that. So even though we've talked about this for several weeks now, there's still much, much more to cover. So without any further delay, here is Pastor Reynolds.
This morning, we want to continue in our study concerning the devices of Satan by studying the word tempt. There are actually two kinds of temptations. First of all, there is internal temptations, and then there is external temptations. Internal temptations is when we are tempted to draw away of our own lust and enticed, as it states in the book of James 1, verse 14. It is very true that we are tempted of our own lust, but we must also understand that Satan uses things to cause our lust to be activated. External temptations is when we stop thinking about sinning and actually, in the flesh, do the temptation that we are tempted to do. James 1, verse 12 through verse 15 states, "Blessed is a man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren." So understand that the Bible states that a man is not tempted until they are tempted away of their own lust and enticed. This is what we mean when we say that Satan causes our lust to be activated. And then the external temptation is when we stop thinking about sinning and actually, in the flesh, do the sin that we were thinking about doing. The word endureth here is not the word overcome. All persons will continually be tempted. It is not a sign of maturity when temptation ceases, as that will never happen as long as we are alive. Young people, you may think that your temptations are very severe. You may think that your temptations are the worst that they're ever going to be. But that is simply not so. The temptations of older Christians are worse because they know more. And they realize that as they age, that they don't have time to sin like they used to sin. But a very important point is to understand that we that are older only have a little while to serve God. We only have a little while to do what God wants us to do. We are tempted when we are drawn by our own lust, not the lust of others. You see, lust is not just for illicit sex, but lust can be as simple as simply fitting in with the group, doing what the group wants you to do instead of doing what God tells you to do. Now, let's look at some points about this. Peter had internal temptations, but they were initiated by Satan's external temptations. This is the way that Satan oftentimes approaches us to do what is wrong. In the book of Luke 22 and verse 31 through verse number 34, Satan approached Jesus and asked for Peter. Jesus consented. Jesus let Satan tempt Peter, but Jesus refused to give him up completely. Peter's temptation is that he would be embarrassed at knowing Jesus Christ or being with Jesus Christ. Peter was very confident that he would rather die than deny the Lord, but Peter actually denied the Lord not once, not twice, but three times. In the book of Luke 22, verse 50 through verse 51, we find that Peter was very confident when they came to get Christ to crucify him. Actually, at this point, Peter cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest, and Jesus then healed the ear. It's just my opinion that Peter probably tried to split the servant's head open, but he missed and only cut off his ear. But Jesus healed that. In the book of Luke 22, verse 54, we find that Peter followed Jesus Christ, but he followed him afar off because Jesus Christ was going to be tried. In John 18, verse 15 through verse 16, this passage reveals that both Peter and John followed Christ to the house of Caiaphas. John knew the high priest, and John received permission of the woman who kept the door for him and Peter to enter the house. In Luke 22 and verse 55 through verse 60, this gives the record of Peter denying Jesus Christ three times. This is amazing, is it not, that Peter was embarrassed to be acquainted with Christ. This is also our embarrassment. When we're in a group and we have to stand up and we're going to say that we are saved people, that we belong to the Lord, that He is better a better place for us, we are sometimes embarrassed to just admit that very vital truth. We're just like Peter. We're no different than he is. It was in Luke 22 and verse 61 when Jesus turned and looked upon Peter that Peter realized his sin. And it was then that Peter repented and he went out and he wept bitterly. Have you ever had to weep bitterly because of some sins that you have done? Listen, God knows that. But do you understand how that Satan's external temptations of putting evil thoughts into our hearts is aided by our own internal lust to produce sin? But notice in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 6 through verse 12, that Satan approached the Lord about destroying Job. God gave Satan permission to hurt Job, but not to kill him. But there's another point that we want to make emphatically clear. Jesus Christ was approached by Satan about Satan tempting Peter. Satan had to get permission from Jesus Christ himself in order to tempt Peter. And here in the book of Job, chapter number 1, we find that Satan also had to get permission from Jesus Christ to tempt Job. You think about this, that every time that Satan wants to do something evil to one of God's children, that he's got to get permission from God to do it. Somebody would say, that's not good, because saved people could sin. Oh, yes, they could. But like Peter, he went out and wept bitterly over his sin against God. This causes the believer to really be changed. You notice that Peter's life was altogether different. after he was tempted and after that he fell, who was it that preached on the day of Pentecost? It was the Apostle Peter. Who was it that went to Cornelius? It was the Apostle Peter. This tells me that temptation, although it's a strong thing and it causes us to fall, it won't be long until we repent and we get back on our feet and then we do greater things for God than we could ever do. Why? Because we know that we could sin and God is the one that holds us up. This is what Peter learned and this is what Job learned. Satan's external temptations or against both the lost and the saved. In the book of John 13, in verse number 2, the Bible says here, "The devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Jesus." Judas was lost, and Satan put the thought into his heart. But the Bible states in the book of Acts 5, in verse number 3, concerning Ananias and Sapphira, they were saved, and Satan put into their hearts to lie. The Bible says in the book of Acts 5, in verse number 3, "Why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land?" You see, one of the tricks of Satan is to tempt humans to rebel against God. Satan wants us to follow the lust and the desires of our own body, showing the pleasures of sin for a season, but never the consequences of sin. Satan makes people think they're very wise to use their intelligence to work out all kinds of problems, instead of just simply using faith, which is what the Bible teaches. We need to believe God and not work everything out. Just trust God and do as God wants us to do. You know, truth is always revealed in the Bible. Truth is seldom revealed in circumstances. Truth is seldom revealed by personal opinions. Satan oftentimes makes people think that they're old-fashioned and just dumb. They're not up to date if they believe the Bible is true and they find answers to daily dilemmas in the Bible. Satan can never get the spirit of a saved person. So Satan always works on our bodies and he attempts to get our life. Satan wants us to fall. Satan only works on us when we try to obey God. You notice in the book of Matthew 4, verse number 1, that Satan only came to Jesus Christ after he was scripturally baptized, not before. Jesus Christ was not baptized in order to be saved, but Satan came to Jesus Christ before his earthly ministry began. This is what he does. You see, Jesus Christ was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. Christ will never, ever tempt us, but he may put us into a place where he will allow Satan to tempt us.
You know, temptation is something that we have to deal with. And those of us that are saved still have our old nature. And as the apostle said, we have to war against that flesh. But we can be encouraged to know that the Lord says there is always a way to escape temptation. Now, honestly, when it doesn't feel like there's a way of escape, it's usually because deep down, I don't want one. Or those are the times that I've stopped leaning on the Lord. I've stopped asking the Lord to help me. And I have to remember to lean on him and to ask him to give me the strength to turn away from that temptation. There is a way of escape. He's promised it. Well, now, before our time is up, I do want to remind everyone of our website at independencebaptist.org. From there, you'll be able to read many different books, articles, and listen to many different audio messages. Now, we also post our full-length sermons on sermonaudio.com/IBC. Now, as we come to a close today, I do want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to joining you again next Sunday at 8 a.m. as we continue this topic of Satan's devices.